Cairo Radio was paid a fee to air the following program. All information discussed on the following program is for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal advice or create an attorney-client relationship. Prior to acting on any legal matter, you should seek legal advice from a qualified legal attorney who can evaluate your situation and advise you accordingly.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future, Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Your Partner in Law. That's another Seahawks Sunday today. We got the, or used to be our arch enemies, San Francisco, but, you know, they've kind of not had a great year. But, hey, Seahawks, this is the advice from your partner in law. Don't let your guard down.
Any given Sunday.
You betcha. Hey, folks, another historic week is upon us with the passing of George Herbert Walker Bush, our 41st president. Certainly you've all heard that, 94 years old. And what we want to do when we have situations like this in the public eye is to say, well, you know, from my perspective as an attorney and estate planner, is what lessons might we learn from the death of someone? And so when people have their life played out in public, that gives us some opportunities to have a little insight. Today, you know, I really wanted to, you know, kind of title the show, My Spouse Died. Now what? Because the now what is a question that virtually everyone has if they're married or, you know, have a domestic partnership, whatever, and their partner dies. The longer the relationship, the more profound the impact on the surviving widow or widower. Guys, this affects you just like it does women. Same phenomenon going on. Now, the Bushes, George and Barbara, were married a remarkable 73 years old. He's the eldest president. He lived longer than any other president at 94. So remarkable there. So when we're talking about when someone passes away in a marital community, so one spouse dies away, one of the things that is terribly frightening is that statistically, the first 3 months following death, there is an incredibly heightened risk for widows and widowers for experiencing serious illness, cardiovascular disease, everything that goes along with that, up to and including death. And they're tracking that because of the stressors that occur and physiological changes that happen in our hormones in our body from the grief and things like that. And so we really need to learn how to be better prepared. And so much of this seems to be the fact that the majority of you out there listening, maybe not the majority of my listeners, but for those of you that might be tuning in new, the biggest challenge is most of you have not done any planning, whether it be estate or elder planning as the backdrop. Very few people want to think about that. What if my spouse dies? What happens there? You know, I've had the misfortune of losing both of my parents fairly young. My mother was 69 when she passed of cancer. Dad was about 77. And so, I've kind of gone through this on the personal level and looked at what happens when you have one spouse die and what happens to the other one and the emotions and things like that. And we know that it's a terrible time to be making major financial decisions following the death of a loved one. In fact, following the death of anyone that would be influential in your life, it's very difficult to come back that next, let's say, almost year and make those tough decisions. Folks, Scott Ralston's with us this morning. Good morning again, Scott.
And good morning.
This particular situation, I know you run into it even in your practice. And we run into it in a variety of ways.
We do. And I was just kind of, when you told me what the topic of the day was going to be, I'm like, that is actually a very interesting topic. You know, there's the planning aspect and what you're talking about and your side of the practice that we offer is the planning side. My side being the litigation side, what I see is when, and I've run into this a lot, and I mean I say a lot, where there is a plan in place and the surviving spouse does not exercise the plan, does not administer the estate, does not complete the trust administration and or probate that's involved. And what that does is it creates a mess. Now, it's understandable why some surviving spouses just don't want to deal with this stuff. But there are some fairly significant both tax implications and implications for family members when the plan is in place and not followed.
So what Scott's really saying is if I have a will or possibly a living trust, but I've done some estate planning, I'm married, I pass away, and my spouse effectively ignores my will or my estate plan.
Exactly what I'm saying.
And they're saying, oh, golly, my husband or my wife died. It works both ways. And there's nothing to do because we're married. We hear this all the time, folks. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. My spouse died 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And all of a sudden now the surviving spouse is either ill, they need to sell the house, something comes up, and it's like, oh, dear. We never settled your spouse's affairs at the time. And folks, if you want to try to avoid probate, you don't do it by ignoring the will. You do it by pre-planning and either trust-based planning or other techniques. You don't just ignore that. So when someone has a will, you actually have a legal duty and obligation to file that with the court and open a probate as required.
In these situations, they are invariably a huge legal and economic mess. Because, I mean, sometimes these things happen where a spouse, you know, it's one thing if the surviving spouse passes away a few months or a year later. It's a whole nother situation where the surviving spouse lives another 10, 15, 20 years and has never performed the trust split or the probating of the will or the administration of an estate where there isn't a will. There are problems that arise down the road that are very difficult sometimes to fix.
Well, and very oftentimes these mistakes are resulting in significant financial ramifications just through improper planning. Maybe some of the assets were supposed to be directed to irrevocable trust, providing some level of asset protection.
And that one right there, we'll spend some time on that one today.
And it's this huge challenge. And then what happens is we have a deceased person's name in title to real estate, possibly business interest. We see this a lot with self-employed folks, mm-hmm. maybe even in various bank accounts. Spouse keeps using it.
Life insurance.
But all of a sudden, life insurance. All of a sudden, when we get down to having to look at the actual paperwork, let's say someone becomes incapacitated and we start looking at these things or they're trying to sell the house, and all of a sudden we have to open up a probate after someone's been deceased for a decade or more, and we're 5 years, whatever, and it always causes problems because if you timely settle your affairs, whether it's a will or a trust, most of the time, if you've done proper planning, you have quite a few options, which is the result of good planning, to come up and say, okay, at point of death, what are my options? What has been put into my estate plan? You know, what did my spouse leave behind for me? And it's generally most of you are planning together, so it was what was our plan, and how are we going to execute that plan? And when we don't execute that first leg of the plan, most oftentimes we lose tax efficiencies for estate and inheritance taxes.
There are certain things you have to do within a certain time period.
And some things, and you know, you just can't go back in certain cases when there's deadlines, statute of limitations, mm-hmm. all these types of things. And the probate process certainly has lots of deadlines. It's an area of law that want or needs to be final. We need to come to a finalization and end where we've actually administered all of the person's estate, dealt with all the assets, removed their name and interest from all assets, and then move on and get those into the right beneficiaries, wherever those might be. But folks, the whole message of today's show is when a spouse does pass away, this is not the time to become an ostrich and stick your head in the sand. whether your spouse had a will, maybe they had a living trust.
Or no plan.
Maybe they had nothing. They've got one of those three. Right? One of those three plans, and all of them require administration, doing something, you know, notifying the state, dealing with creditors, lots of things to do, properly transferring title from the decedent to the beneficiaries and heirs as directed by law or through their planning documents. And when this doesn't happen, there are always problems that arise.
Time is the enemy in these cases.
And Scott, I will hit your hot button here. The area where it is most dramatic is when you've had a long-term blended marriage.
Yep.
So their long-term may have been married 30, 40 years, but they're a blended family. He has his children, she has her children, and maybe they even have some of their children. And when the first spouse dies in situations like this, if the planning is not executed properly, the law of unintended consequences will rear its ugly head.
And I would say, in addition to the law of unintended consequences, on top of that, almost a guarantee that there will be litigation down the road. It is almost guaranteed that if that trust split is not performed, particularly, you're looking at litigation down the road.
You know, and, you know, one of the tenets of our practice, certainly at Gregorick & Associates, Scott, as you know, is to help people stay out of court, out of conflicted matters through proper prior planning. And, hey, folks, we'd love to chat with you today. And so we're going to open our phone lines at 888-973-5476. 888-973-5476. We're going to be taking your calls after this quick, crass commercial break. For your partner in law. We'll be right back.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregorick, founder of Gregorick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. Yourpartnerinlaw.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. And Brian has his last 2 classes of the year coming up, December 8th and the 14th. So make sure to reserve your spot today as seating will be limited. Go to 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley here with my buddy Rick Gregorick, the host of Your Partner in Law here on Cairo and KTTH. And Rick, you've got an awesome class that's coming up called Retirement Freedom. It's going to be on the 5th of December in Bellevue.
We do, along with my longtime colleague, Tom Koch, financial advisor and host of Talking Real Money. Together, we'll teach you an integrated approach to estate and financial planning.
Rick, I got to thank you. You put a plan together for my family, and I now know that we are protected.
John, that's exactly why we love what we do, and Retirement Freedom is one of our most popular classes of the year. We'll teach you how to protect your family by establishing proper wills, trust,
powers of attorney, healthcare directives, tax planning, IRA planning, and Tom will cover critical strategies for finances and investments in retirement.
Join Rick and Tom for Retirement Freedom, December 5th in Bellevue. Seating is limited for this class, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick. On Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
All righty. Welcome back to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick from the law firm of Gregorick & Associates. Find us on the web, rjglegal.com, or the show at yourpartnerinlaw.com. Hey, why don't you go to yourpartnerinlaw.com right now? Get yourself signed up for Retirement Freedom. Coming up Wednesday, oh my goodness, our last public event of the year. My goodness, we're putting 2018 in the box or in the can or whatever that old saying is. So we're moving along. So December 5th, why don't you join me and my long-term colleague Tom Koch from Vestry Financial, and we're going to talk about integrated estate and financial planning and why that works for you, and how to help you set up your plan. This is an educational class, folks. I know you've all been hearing the ads and things of that nature. We still do have some room available for Wednesday, but I would encourage you to hop online and get your tickets today. They're about $10. And so it's a nominal fee just to help offset the cost because it is a class. No credit card machines. We're not going to be taking any money. We want to teach you the things you need to know regarding your finances, your estate planning, and how those things meld together such that you get an optimal result. And folks, if you've never come to one of our events or one of the events that Vestry puts on, where Tom Koch is talking about how to do financial planning, please do yourself a favor. It's refreshing. Scott, you've been to lots of these.
Yeah, I've been to lots of these, and I was going to jump in, but, you know, it's an opportunity to be in a, you know, literally a classroom setting, about 2 hours typically is how the program goes. And you get a lot of information on estate planning, and you get a lot of information on financial planning. And you also get, while you're there, an opportunity to talk to the attorneys. Oftentimes we are present as well, and you can ask a few questions. And then you can, you know, schedule after the class one of the complimentary initial estate planning one-on-ones with one of the attorneys at our firm, which is just a great opportunity. Now, we do have complimentary initial estate planning consultations, and everyone needs to know that because it's very important that we will sit down and we will talk with you and give you some ideas and give you some options and work with you.
I think one of the advantages, Scott, when people come to the events is we actually give you a little bit of a roadmap in getting you prepared. Such that you can, we have a very comprehensive planner, our life plan organizer that we have folks fill out, and it helps start addressing some of the tough questions that all of us need to address when we're thinking about, you know, our life, the potential for disability, and what we want to have after death. So, check us out, folks, at yourpartnerinlaw.com and get signed up today for Retirement Freedom next Wednesday. Let's go down to Spanaway and say good morning to a guy with a great name. His name is Rick. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, hi there, Rick. How are you doing?
Hey, Rick.
Hey, we're doing good. Rick 1 and Rick 2. So, yeah. Is there something that sounds like your dad passed away? My condolence, of course. What's your question or story?
Well, you and I have talked in the past, but you brought up something interesting this morning as I was making breakfast and listening to you, as I enjoy.
Well, we love that you listen to us all the time.
Yeah, I'm one of your biggest fans. But hey, so in 2012, my real dad, longtime fisherman in Westport, Washington, married to my stepmother. She still lives. They've been in Westport since the late 60s. My dad and mom got divorced. My dad remarried, was a commercial fisherman. They own quite a cute home in Westport down there near the flags. And what's interesting is prior to my dad getting real sick, he had sent both my sister and brother and I copies of their wills. And basically my stepmother's will and my father's will described the properties in Westport, the river property, the Satsup River, and the fishing boats and some other valued tools and et cetera. but the wills pretty much duplicated each other. So ironically, after my dad passed away, my stepmom says to us, I says, well, do we have to go to probate or do we have to follow through with our dad's will? She says, well, no, I'm the sole survivor, so I'm going to rewrite my will, and then I take control of everything. Meanwhile, they sell the fishing vessel, and they sell the river property at the Satsum to my little brother. He had his own property next to my dad and stepmom's, and it was will to the three of us. So my brother kind of bought us out without us knowing about it, and they sold the fishing boats without my sister and I receiving any of the revenues or, you know, being even brought to the table to discuss anything.
Yeah, Rick, this sounds like a classic case of when folks are in a blended family situation. They, you know, generally speaking, each spouse says, well, we want to take care of each other. You know, if I die first, I want to help take care of my spouse or vice versa. But it's the manner in which that happens. And the sad reality is probably the majority of the time, the first to die, their children usually end up getting disinherited either on purpose or by accident. If it's on purpose, okay, that's life. If it's by accident because the surviving spouse doesn't carry through with the proper planning, if your dad had a will and it wasn't submitted to the court for probate, that would be an indicator to me that there's a problem or a potential problem. So, yeah, this is so common, Rick, where in blended families, people just say, well, no, I'm the spouse, therefore I get everything. And that may or may not be legally accurate.
And that will, if it has never been filed and never been probated, even though it's been since 2012, it could still be filed and still be probated.
Well, I wondered about that. And us kids, my sister, Debbie, and I are closer than my one brother, and my youngest brother has had some bitterness in the family amongst us and with our real mother. So we got a small separation in the family, as sadly as some families do. But then when it comes down to these legal matters, it's kind of like my brother has a closer relationship with the Westport side of my stepmom, with him and his wife. And being that my brother's married and I'm single, you know, he's kind of got a team effort with a wife that's pretty savvy.
It sounds like a blended family.
Yeah, Rick, you're telling us a story, especially for Scott dealing in this world, that he hears all too often. You know, my best advice for you, we got to take a quick break, but you might want to give Scott a call at the office next week and have a little chat with him, and maybe he can deal with you on some other specifics.
Yeah, this could get pretty fact specific, and it would be probably good to have a conversation off air.
Yeah.
So Rick, having a great name.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you much, and we certainly appreciate you listening. Hey, folks, we'll take more of your calls at 888-973-5476 right after this short break.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick. Rick, after attending a few of your events, one of the things that really stood out to me is how proper planning can really give you and your family and loved ones peace of mind.
It really does, John. At Gregorick & Associates, we are a planning firm, and my personal life experiences are what led me into estate and elder law planning. I've learned that through education, individuals and families can significantly reduce their risk and anxieties. We all face the likelihood of disability during our lives. A proper legal life plan can give you control of your care and the management of your financial affairs, and most of all, peace of mind.
Absolutely. The peace of mind, knowing that everything has been taken care of, is just so important. Schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick. He'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley here with my buddy Rick Gregorick, the host of Your Partner in Law here on Cairo and KTTH. And Rick, you've got an awesome class that's coming up called Retirement Freedom. It's going to be on the 5th of December in Bellevue.
We do, along with my longtime colleague, Tom Koch, financial advisor and host of Talking Real Money. Together, we'll teach you an integrated approach to estate and financial planning.
Rick, I got to thank you. You put a plan together for my family, and I now know that we are protected.
John, that's exactly why we love what we do. And Retirement Freedom is one of our most popular classes of the year. We'll teach you how to protect your family by establishing proper wills, trust, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, tax planning, IRA planning, and Tom will cover critical strategies for finances and investments in retirement.
Join Rick and Tom for Retirement Freedom, December 5th in Bellevue. Seating is limited for this class, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
From Gig Harbor to Greenwood, this is Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM. News and talk, powered by the Pacific Northwest. We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
All righty, we're back. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick, and this is Your Partner in Law. I guess that makes me your partner in law. Welcome back. Got Scott Ralston in the house today. Hey, folks, the show is titled, My Spouse Died. Now what? And we've been talking a little bit today about there's a paralysis that seems to occur when a spouse passes away in the surviving spouse. And we know from a medical perspective, well documented on challenges that surviving spouses have. We know that within the first 3 months, there are a significant number of significant health issues up to and including death following the death of a loved one. And we were using, of course, George Bush's long-term marriage with Barbara. He ends up dying here, 8 months following her. Now, he was terminally ill. He had Parkinson's. His health had been declining. But the emotional stress and the burden of going through a death, that certainly hastens many of those things. And it also brings up situations where it's very difficult for surviving spouses in many cases, especially long-term marriages, to just do anything after someone passes away. And oftentimes nothing gets done, creating all kinds of issues and problems. So, folks, if you do lose a loved one, first off, thinking about this a long time in advance is a good idea. This is what we call estate planning or elder law planning, helping you get prepared for those things. And what's going to happen financially? How many of you have done a financial plan that says, what would my life look like if my spouse dies? Because it's probably going to be different. There's more likely than not going to be less income. There may be other resources that are no longer available. So we need to figure this out. What are the tax ramifications? Just a myriad of things. So usually, folks, it's really basic. If you lose a spouse, obviously the first thing we need to deal with or that you need to deal with is, dealing with the actual death itself, deal with the funeral home, deal with the funeral services, the memorial service, the burial, the cremation, kind of deal with that. But consider contacting your attorney or an attorney early in this process.
Because and if you're a child, help get that process started.
Right. And that was it. You know, most, you know, folks, you know, if you're getting up in years or folks, if your parents are getting up in years, you know, you just might need to give a little helping hand, some moral encouragement, or just, you know, helping people get this done, because it's just real. It's just so hard. I mean, we've just done hundreds and hundreds of post-death cases over the years, and they are emotional, some more than others, but all have an element of emotions and things that, you know, kind of prevent us from doing our best and understanding things. So bring that attorney in early, okay, folks? And to help you on that journey, let's get signed up for Retirement Freedom. Tickets are flying off the shelf. We'll probably be selling out within the next hour or two. So go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. Get those tickets for Wednesday's Retirement Freedom. It's in South Bellevue at the Residence Marriott. We're going to be right back after this short break.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, while I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial. Regardless of your wealth or lack thereof, you need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. And Brian has his last 2 classes of the year coming up, December 8th and the 14th. So make sure to reserve your spot today, as seating will be limited. Go to 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley here with my buddy Rick Gregorick, the host of Your Partner in Law here on Cairo and KTTH. And Rick, you've got an awesome class that's coming up called Retirement Freedom. It's going to be on the 5th of December in Bellevue.
We do, along with my longtime colleague, Tom Koch, financial advisor and host of Talking Real Money. Together, we'll teach you an integrated approach to estate and financial planning.
Rick, I got to thank you. You put a plan together for my family, and I now know that we are protected.
John, that's exactly why we love what we do, and Retirement Freedom is one of our most popular classes of the year. We'll teach you how to protect your family by establishing proper wills, trust, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, tax planning, IRA planning, and Tom will cover critical strategies for finances and investments in retirement.
Join Rick and Tom for Retirement Freedom, December 5th in Bellevue. Seating is limited for this class, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
All righty. Welcome back to Your Partner in Law. I am attorney Rick Gregorick. You can check us out at yourpartnerinlaw.com, rjglegal.com, mynorthwest.com, My goodness, you can even pick up the telephone, call us during the week at area code 425-284-3450. That's the number for the law firm. So don't be a stranger. Give us a call. We just so really enjoy working with all you folks and meeting you, and especially meeting you out at our events in a nice casual environment. Look forward to meeting, you know, a number of you out there on Wednesday at our next and last event of 2018, Retirement Freedom. So check that out at yourpartnerinlaw.com. Grab your tickets. They're going to be sold out shortly. So, hey, Scott, we've been talking about this, you know, when a spouse passes away, there seems to be an overwhelming majority of folks who don't do anything and therefore create a whole host of problems on a go-forward basis. And these problems are especially highlighted or heightened or exacerbated by when we're in a blended family, of which is so many folks, so many people are involved in that blended family.
Yeah, and the blended family, we talk about it all the time on the show, but the blended family situation is where you have a second relationship, typically a second marriage, and both of the individuals have children from a prior marriage, or one of them has children from a prior relationship or marriage, I should say. And first of all, that creates a heightened need for planning. We talk about it all the time about how, you know, you need to plan, because if you are wanting to benefit your spouse, or you're wanting to benefit your children, or you're wanting to benefit them both in a particular way, you need to sit down and you need to talk with an attorney that understands how to do blended family and what some of your options will be. The next step in this process, however, is when one spouse passes away. Let's assume there's a plan in place. I've had many, many cases, and I mean many cases, where the plan is in place, but the plan is not carried out. And so if you're on the outside, I would suggest to you that you pay attention to making sure that the plan is actually implemented.
And Scott, this implementation of the plan, more often than not, is submitting the will to probate or opening a probate when there was no will. That's, you know, more often than not. Now, then some folks have trust, but the majority of people.
Exactly. So there's three different scenarios: no will, a will, or a trust-based plan. Okay. And under all of those situations, you will want, as that child on the outside, to make sure that whether it's a probate will, non-probate will, or a trust-based plan, you're going to want to make sure that that plan is timely implemented. Because if you get, you know, 5-10 years down the road and you start discovering that the plan was not implemented the way that it was supposed to be implemented, or not implemented at all, it becomes more and more problematic to protect your interests as your parent intended. And I've seen it many, many times. I'm very jaded as a result of it. But your step-parent oftentimes is not your friend. They oftentimes will do whatever they can to grab the assets that were intended for you underneath a plan.
So that, in other words, folks, if you're in a blended family and you have children and you're the first one to die in that blended family community, and you haven't done your planning properly, and or your surviving spouse chooses not to execute your planning, you are more likely than not, the result is more likely than not, disinheriting the children and the family of the first to die. More often than not, this is what occurs.
Correct.
And, you know,
and the longer as a child that you wait, the more likely you will be disinherited.
Well, it's that, or the assets are gone, they've been given away, they've been, you know, it's a real mess. And, you know, folks, I know when you come into the attorney's office and you're in a blended family and you're doing your planning, you want to say to each other, I love you, honey. Of course you can trust me to do what's right with our money after it's gone. Of course I'll leave my money. Of course I'll make sure that your kids get their part of
the oral agreement. We haven't talked about the oral agreement.
Of course. We hear all this in the planning because people say, well, I just want a simple will, or, you know, kind of this simple thing. And that's the last thing in the world someone needs. You need a proper will. Doesn't matter if it's simple or complex. It needs to be proper. And it needs to address these types of situations. What type of checks and balances might one put into their will, trust, powers of attorney, and things like that to effectuate a more appropriate balance of assets in a blended family on how much goes to the spouse? What happens to those assets when the spouse dies? Do they go back, do they revert back to the first to die's family? Or are they going to be split up between his kids and our kids and their kids and all this kind of stuff?
A myriad of options, but the options need to be exercised.
And we need to exercise those and write them down. Make sure that when you're doing your estate planning, folks, that you're willing to answer the tough questions. I know when a lot of clients come in and talk to me about that, they go, "Ooh, I didn't expect to get into that level," but they understood why once we got there.
And when we come back from the break here, we're going to talk a little bit about the promise, the oral estate plans that we often run into in blended families.
That's a good one, the oral estate plan. We'll be right back, folks, and ponder that for just a minute.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregory, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregorick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450 or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregorick, founder of Gregorick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. Yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's John Curley here with my buddy Rick Gregorick, the host of Your Partner in Law here on Cairo and KTTH. And Rick, you've got an awesome class that's coming up called Retirement Freedom. It's going to be on the 5th of December in Bellevue.
We do, along with my longtime colleague, Tom Koch, financial advisor and host of Talking Real Money. Together, we'll teach you an integrated approach to estate and financial planning.
Rick, I got to thank you. You put a plan together for my family, and I now know that we are protected.
John, that's exactly why we love what we do, and Retirement Freedom is one of our most popular classes of the year. We'll teach you how to protect your family by establishing proper wills, trust, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, tax planning, IRA planning, and Tom will cover critical strategies for finances and investments in retirement.
Join Rick and Tom for Retirement Freedom, December 5th in Bellevue. Seating is limited for this class, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
Hey, welcome back to Your Partner in Law. Boy, we're zoning in on our hour here. It goes so fast. Scott, you had some things you wanted to talk about on the blended family situation and this idea of the, you know, we tell people things, the oral will.
Or the theme of today's story has been when the first spouse passes away, what to do next. And, you know, I have sat across the table many, many times with children who have had a parent pass away, and they're sitting there and they're like, and I'm just going to use dad. Dad promised me that I was going to get X, Y, and Z. Dad promised me I would be the beneficiary of this account. Well, dad's passed away. Dad's no longer here. And you, that child might have been told they were going to receive that account. They were going to receive that house. They were going to receive that cabin. But it wasn't in writing. And as soon as dad passed away, it was gone. And the reason it was gone, because the spouse, we're going to call it the stepmother was able to basically go and grab all of those things and take them. And that's the oral estate plan. We hear about this all the time. We hear about, you know, oral estate plans and beneficiary designations where kids are designated as the residual beneficiaries and the step parent is designated as the primary beneficiary. Well, as the primary beneficiary, as soon as the first of the spouse passes away, that surviving spouse can go and clean that account out. And so
we
got to
really be careful with this, folks.
And, yeah.
And, you know, and I think where you're leading in is, you know, folks, one of the critical elements of estate planning, regardless of how you do your planning, is the proper titling of assets and the connective tissue between married folks as community, joint right of survivorship.
Exactly. This titling, you know, this estate planning by beneficiary designation and all of these different types of things. If you are in a blended family situation, none of this works, okay? All it does is creates litigation, hard feelings, and unintended consequences. Get your estate planning.
And as a law firm, we certainly don't want you to fall into litigation.
No.
My goodness.
No.
I mean, that's terrible.
I don't need you to fall into litigation. And the reason I don't need you to fall into litigation is because there's so much of it out there already. I'm trying to help people avoid getting into this situation because I do see the emotional and economic toll that these types of situations cause for these surviving children. It creates tremendous bitter feelings and animosity. And you know, it can be avoided, but even with that proper estate plan in place, again, you've got to be watching that step-parent because, I'm jaded, and I've said it already today, but that step-parent is not your friend. They will, not always, but under many circumstances, will do what they can to effectively disinherit you, even when there is an estate plan in place.
It just happens. I mean, I you know, some of the cases we've had always stick in your top of your mind. And, you know, we've had surviving spouses, both men and women, it goes both ways, where they've literally destroyed the first to die's estate plan. They've destroyed trust and things like that.
Yep.
One lady, you know, was, you know, ended up telling us she threw him in the fireplace, you know, like the movies. Well,
oh,
you know,
we did have a burn barrel case.
But folks, you know, somebody usually has a copy, and now that you've burned it, you've committed a fraud. I mean, oh, don't do this, folks. It just gets uglier and uglier as you do. You know, plan together, plan early, plan often, review your planning, go over it with your attorney. You know, go through the tough questions. What if? How does this work? When I die, exactly what's going to happen to the assets and how do they play out? What is the benefit? What are the benefits that the surviving spouse is going to get from the first to die? Are they going to get a stream of income? Are they going to have access to principal? How's that all going to work? And folks, it can work great. We have so many success stories, but they
yes.
don't make good news. Gee, so-and-so had an successful estate plan and everybody's living happily ever after. Nobody wants to hear about that. The reality is, though, that the majority of you do not have an effective, current, up-to-date estate plan. That's just the way it is. 70% of you don't. And so we're talking to you, those of you who have it. Reinforce this. We want you to, you know, look at your plans on a periodic basis, at least annually, to review it yourself. As you age, you know, increase or decrease the time limit between your attorney visits. Usually if you're younger, every, you know, 4 or 5 years is a good benchmark. If you're getting up in years, it might be every year, it might be every 3 years, but keep it current, keep it up to date. Make sure that the right people are being brought in at the right times. If you're getting up in years or you've had any type of cognitive impairments, you're necessarily going to start relying on other people to help you.
And do you understand your plan? That's the thing. If you don't understand your plan and you're relying on other people, you know, sit down and talk with an attorney and review your current plan so you fully understand it, especially if you're that surviving spouse. You know, that's the theme of the show, and that's a very, very important thing to do. Sit down, understand your plan. So get in and talk with an attorney about it.
You know, Scott, the other thing that happens is this, in this waning moment, and this is kind of a ladies' issue, that since you live longer, ladies, that very oftentimes the first spouse that dies is the guy, and he's sick. He sucks up a whole bunch of the resources and medical costs, leaving the widow with very limited financial resources. Folks, this all needs to be addressed in your planning and in, you know, kind of putting your life together. Come on out to Retirement Freedom. That's happening this coming Wednesday. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. Get your tickets. It will sell out. It's going to be a fun event. It's our last one of the year, so I really look forward to seeing you there. And we do have a big old football game today, 125. The Hawks taking on the San Francisco 49ers.
Go Hawks.
Got to put this one in the bag, guys. Stay alert.